We are back in the studio.
Woo! We
Yeah.
showed up. We're back.
You guys hated us doing it at home. Just kidding.
It was an interesting mix. I really thought that everyone was going to favor us being at home, but I was surprised.
Yeah, it was like a 50-50 right down the middle.
Yeah, which we get. So we're back here.
We're back.
And I'm excited about it.
Me
It feels
too.
like it's been so long, but it's literally just been like 2 weeks.
I know. It really has not been that long at all. And I
God.
love the set.
I do too. Now that I'm here, I'm like, yes.
And just
Not
being in, yeah.
my room that I'm in every day of my life. A change
Exactly.
of scenery at
Exactly.
last.
I know. Not me sitting at my desk being stressed about editing, you know? I'm like in a different environment.
I know. Like maybe
Feels
leaving my house would
great.
be nice to do this. So we're
Yeah.
doing it again. Last weekend was Easter.
Yep.
How was your Easter? What did you do? Because I don't know what you did actually.
It was good. So Christelle came into my office the night before and she was like, "Hey, I think my dad's coming over for brunch." And I'm like, "Okay." And her dad never comes over, ever. He lives all the way in Compton. And so he just never comes. And I've never really like sat down with her dad before because he's kind of scary. He's not scary, but he's just very intimidating. And I was just kind of nervous. I was like, "Yeah, he can come for brunch." And I was like, "Okay, I guess those are my Easter plans." And then Ryan asked me if I wanted to go to Easter dinner at his house with his family because I guess his parents asked if I wanted to come. And I was like, "Yes, Jenny and Dave, of course." And it's so cute because Jenny, Ryan's mom, calls me Katie, which is Ryan's sister who's in college. So, like, Jenny just calls me Katie because she misses Katie so much. And
Oh
I
my
remind
God.
her of, and like, at first, I was kind of like, damn, you know, she
Yeah.
just called me Katie. But I think it's kind of flattering and sweet
It's
now.
wholesome.
Yeah, it's sweet. I'm like, I get it. You miss your daughter.
Yeah.
So she was like, "Invite Katie or Sarah,
Oh
but you know, we
my
want Katie there." I'm like, okay. So I wake up, have breakfast with Christelle and her dad on our balcony. So she like moved the table out. And it was kind of weird at first because they got in a huge fight a few days before.
Good.
And they haven't really like squashed that beef yet. And so I was kind of like the mediator between them,
You
kind
guys
of.
hashed it out like live on Easter.
Kind of weirdly, like for example, we were sitting on the balcony and she kept getting up to like go get coffee. So it would just be me and the dad. And I'd just be like, "How you doing, man?" And then he would just like kind of go off on these tangents, make little jabs at Christelle. And I'd be like,
Oh
"But
no.
you gotta see her side." And he'd be like, "Yeah, I understand." And then she would come back and then we would have great conversation. I like asked him about Peru because that's where he's from. Great conversation. Really got to know him. He's a delightful, sweet man. But then like in the middle of the convo, he would just make little jabs at Christelle. And I'm just like, "Hang on." And
Let's
he's
not do
like,
that,
but then
sir.
he would giggle. And I'm like, there's some, you know,
Yeah,
y'all
some
gotta.
tension.
It's just miscommunication on both ends. They don't know how to communicate that well. So it was great, though. I got to know him. He was really cool. I got to know, like, how he grew up in Peru, like, what he was doing when he was in his 20s in Peru. It was
Oh,
fun.
hell yeah.
And yeah, when he left, Christelle came in my office. She was like, "Thank you so much for being there." I was like, "I had a blast. Invite him over every weekend. I don't care. Like, I genuinely love him." And then I went to Ryan's house, and it was also a delightful time. The dinner was like 20 minutes long, and then they went to bed, the parents did. But it was really nice because I really miss my family on Easter. And so the fact that I was like with my friends' as families was nice. Yeah, it was cool. It was really
Cute.
relaxed. What about you?
Well, when
What
I
did you
was
do? You like woke up at 10 p.m.
Well, no, I went to bed at 7 p.m. But before that,
Totally.
I was gonna say when I was in Boston, my mom set up Easter baskets for me and my brothers because we all just happened to be home on the same day. So that was kind of like my Easter that I really just wanted. I was home for 2 seconds. She gave us like chocolates and things in our little Easter baskets,
Cute.
took pictures, put it on Facebook, did the whole thing. So that was like my pre-Easter. So I got my 5 seconds of family time the week before. But then, yeah, this Easter, I woke up and was just like, I don't know what I'm really doing. I don't have anything to do. So Addison just asked if I wanted to go to the beach with her family, which was so sweet. So I was like, sure.
Yeah. And what beach was it?
Just somewhere in Malibu.
Oh, okay, Malibu.
Yeah. But it took me so long to get there because I had to go get my car first. And then it was just so out of the way to Malibu. So I was driving for like an hour and a half. So I finally got to the beach after driving for like an hour and a half. But then she texted me saying that they weren't even at the beach. They were across the street at, I still don't know what this place was. I think it was just her dad's friend's Airbnb type place.
You told me that it was just a random person's lawn.
It kind of was. I really don't know what it was.
Front lawn?
Yeah. I like just drove up the driveway and it was just, it kind of looked like a motel scenery almost, where like there's a ton of like little houses and then there's just like a lawn in the middle. Like, you know, if you were just like at a motel and you were at the pool.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Just a ton of like surrounding rooms in like a square. I don't really know.
This setup was it a motel?
No, I don't know what it was. I seriously don't know. But Addison was just there lying there with her family. And I was like, cool, here I am. I will pop a squat on this lawn. No fucking clue where I was.
On the front lawn?
Yep. And
I love that.
They said the beach was too cold. So
what?
It was freezing though. So I get
it. Was it?
Yes. It was 60 degrees and windy. So up on the lawn, the sun was beaming down. There wasn't any wind.
Okay.
So we just laid there. We were next to a McDonald's.
Cool.
So after 30 minutes, we went and got McDonald's, and then I had to go.
Sorry. Could you smell the fries?
No, thank God. I would have gotten there a lot faster.
Totally.
If I could, but yeah, we just got McDonald's, and I had to leave, and I went out to eat with Rory in Santa Monica. Cute. And then I went home, and I fell asleep at 7 p.m. and woke up at 10.
Did you watch The Passion?
The Passion? What is
The
it?
Passion? Y'all know The Passion? Passion of Christ?
Nope. Did not.
Remember we said we were going to get lit and watch The Passion?
Yep. Sure do remember that. Didn't happen.
I try to watch that movie every year. I just didn't get around to it.
Really?
It is so sad.
Oh, yeah.
I was sobbing every time.
Yeah.
Great movie. Actually, the guy who played Jesus was white, and Jesus was not white.
Uh-huh.
So that's annoying. Uh-oh. And he was like, the actor was hot. And Jesus was not hot. Jesus was not hot. Like, he did that on purpose. Like, he created himself not attractive so that, like, women weren't attracted to him because he just wanted to, you know, heal the land.
Totally.
And it just bothered me that it was, like, this hot white actor.
Yeah.
It just,
like, what the fuck?
I know. But it's still really good, sad. Anyway, so you didn't watch The Passion?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to McDonald's.
You were doing McDonald's.
Happy Easter. Woo!
Yeah. Love it.
So, yeah, that's about it for my Easter week.
Love that. I know. I texted you at like 10 o'clock because I was going to go over to your house because your roommate, it was his birthday.
Oh, yeah. It was also my roommate's birthday that day.
Yeah.
He was out and about the whole day. Honestly, don't know what he did.
It does suck to have your birthday on Easter, though.
He seemed to have a great day somehow, though. But yeah, we were supposed to have a few people over that night. And by the time I woke up, he was like, I'm good. Had a great birthday. Going to bed. Sarah was like, am I still coming over? I'm like, allegedly not. Going back to bed now.
Yeah, you text me. You're like, I just woke up. I don't know what's going on. And I'm like, okay, I don't know if I should come over or not. And then you go downstairs. Will's like, I'm going to bed. I don't care.
I'm like, good night. Happy birthday.
Yeah. He's like, yeah. Goes to bed.
Yeah. So,
yeah, that was a great Easter. I had a great Easter.
I had a normal day.
Yeah.
But it was fine.
Yeah.
Don't have any complaints.
Yes.
Had a nice steak.
I wish that my mom sent me an Easter basket.
Mm.
She always does.
Well, now we have to fight with her on why she didn't this year.
I know.
Is it personal?
She sent me, like, Easter towels
for
my
me?
Apartment. Oh. Like, bath towels and, like, hand towels.
Oh, okay.
Kitchen towels with Easter bunnies on them.
She can decorate a little bit.
sure.
Cool.
And she texted me on, actually, she texted me for the past 2 weeks, like, did you hang up the Easter towels? And I just never got around to it.
Well, then that's why you don't deserve an Easter basket, if you can't even put up the damn towels.
Oh, come on. But, like, on Easter, no, she was like, she was like, are the towels up? And I'm like, yeah. I go into the box and just put them up on, and I take pictures. I'm like, yeah, Mom.
Here they are.
Sorry, I forgot to send this.
Oh.
But they're really cute. Love it. So that was Easter.
Yeah. Nothing else has really happened this week. It's only Tuesday, other than this morning.
Yeah.
Woke up. I told Sarah this morning, I'm trying to do this new thing where I sleep with like my curtains open and not closed because I have blackout curtains and I'm just so sick of sleeping till noon.
Yep.
And so I woke up this morning at 7 a.m. and was like, yeah, this isn't going to work. I don't want to fucking be awake now.
Because the sun just beams through.
Yeah. So that was unnecessary. But then I wanted to know what time it was. So I checked my phone really fast. And then I had a text from my friend being like, damn, you're verified. Congrats. And I was just like half asleep at 7 a.m. The sun's in my eyes. And I'm like, excuse me? I'm like, on what fucking platform?
Yeah.
And then I just go on Twitter and the check mark's there. And I was like, no fucking way.
Yes.
It was so random. Twitter hasn't verified people really in years. They've had their program just shut off.
Yeah.
And they finally announced last year that they were opening it back up this year. And I guess I was at the top of their list.
You were on the very top.
But yeah, that was so exciting. I didn't sleep again until 9 because I was just tweeting at 7 a.m. Yes. Just how pumped I was.
Who were you? Who was the first person that you tweeted at? Because when you, this sounds so fucking like stupid.
But it's a thing.
But it's a thing. Ugh. When you're like verified, there's a completely different tab for verified users only. It's like a secret club.
Yeah.
Oh my God, kill me. But so when you tweet people with verified users, mm-hmm. they will see it in the verified tab.
Oh, yeah.
So I asked Caitlin, who was the first person that came to mind?
Oh, it was Pitbull, obviously.
You go, baby.
I need to read exactly what I said. I've been on a roll all day today, just bothering everyone
you've just
ever.
Been tweeting everybody?
Oh, every hour I'm like, I gotta pick on someone new. But
pick on someone.
I tweeted, I'm going to be a threat to society now that I'm verified. Like, yo, what the fuck is up at Pitbull? That's right. You're seeing me worldwide in your verified tab.
Wait, first of all, that was all one tweet.
Yeah, I was going off.
I am going to be a threat to society. Yo, what's up, Pitbull? Mr. Worldwide. And what did you say? You I'm verified. That was a rhyme.
I'm worldwide and you're verified.
That's tab. Actually sick.
That's I had something to say.
Sick.
Well, I just got suspended.
Worldwide, I'm motherfucking verified.
I got suspended 2 months ago for tweeting one of his songs. Now I'm like, yo, what's good?
Wow.
Thank you so much. So, yeah, it's been emotional. I searched like,
yeah,
it has been. No,
it's been emotional.
Because I've had Twitter since I was 9. So then I searched my name on Twitter and then searched like the word verified.
Totally.
And I just saw all like my old tweets.
Oh, bitch.
From when I was like 12, 14, 9.
You searched Caitlin Ray verified.
Dude, because I remember when I was little, it's all I would tweet. Like, yeah. I wish I could talk to Justin Bieber, but I'm not verified. So that's why I'm wearing my future Mrs. Bieber shirt today. Because I was like, 9-year-old me thought she'd get verified one day because I would be married to him.
Stand up.
So,
camera.
Stand up. I think the camera can see it, but here we go. In case you can't, here it is.
Future Mrs. Bieber, bro.
Not too sure about that anymore, but
that is so adorable.
Yeah.
Not too sure about that. I mean, he has a loving wife, Haley. I literally started...
Oh, God.
Not to change... I'm so happy for you, by the way. I'm so happy that you're finally verified. It's about time.
I know.
You know?
Thank God.
But it's about time. I remember back in the day.
Oh, when I wasn't verified.
When I was... God.
You're like, now I can, you know, not be embarrassed to be with you anymore.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You're just such a drag.
We're kidding.
No, but when I went to the rave with Brittany, Emmy, and Christelle, I was laying in the bed in the hotel room, and everyone was asleep. And I was laying there, and the only thing that I could think about, I couldn't fall asleep. I had, like, anxiety about Justin Bieber for some reason. Like, he was all I could think about. And I was just thinking about, like, how happy I was for him and how proud I was of him. And, like,
right?
He was literally, like, suicidal a year ago or a few years ago. And now he's...
Just thriving.
Thriving with his loving wife.
Yeah.
And I remember I said out loud, I was so drunk, and I thought everyone was asleep, and I'm like, I'm just so proud of JB. Oh. Out loud?
Why?
I don't know.
Did anyone hear you?
Brittany?
Oh, God.
No, no, no. Christelle goes, all Christelle says is, I got my peaches out in Georgia.
Oh, my God. And I'm like, God.
Yeah, that's it. And then Brittany goes, are y'all for real?
I can just see her saying that.
And I'm like, I literally just...
Sorry, everyone. Thought everyone was asleep. I'll just go fuck myself now.
I genuinely was like talking to God in my own space. I thought everyone was sleeping, but
that's so funny.
I get that. I almost just gagged.
Gagged?
Did you hear that? I was gagged because I love Jamie so much.
Well,
anyway,
we're
going to talk about threesomes today.
So what? Yes, how this came to be is I know that you guys really thrive off of our old story times, and life is still not too exciting week to week anymore. I've realized more than ever the past few months of doing a podcast each week that holy shit, I'm so boring and normal and influencers are weird. And why are we expected to have something fun going on 24/7 when in reality, nothing really happens? I mean, right now, at least.
Yeah. It's so crazy because, like, I know I'm not boring, but when I'm planning for the podcast, I cannot think.
Yeah, me either.
My brain just goes completely flatline.
Same.
I can't, like, but I know in regular day-to-day life, I have interests.
Yes.
I do things.
I can be interesting.
I read books. I, like, you know, work on myself, and I have things to share, but then when it comes to the podcast, I'm like,
what is worth sharing?
I know.
What do you want to hear? So we're hoping it's threesome stories because that's what we're about to fucking do.
And it's so scary because I never talk about sex.
I don't really either, I don't think. Like, I know I have, but I definitely don't often now that I have a boyfriend. So now it's like, I can share some past stories.
That's what I'm, like, happy about. That I don't have a boyfriend anymore, so I can just be like, whatever.
Oh, I'm still doing that anyway.
No one's feelings are going to be hurt. Whatever, I'll get into it. But it's just embarrassing because I hope the person that I'm talking about doesn't watch this.
Yeah, I mean, we can only hope and pray. I don't know, but that being said...
I never talk about sex, ever.
Yeah, so disclaimer, if you're any of our relatives, now would be a fabulous time to call it a day and... not listen to the rest of this. I'm begging you.
Mom! Mom! Click out, please. I really don't want you to see this. This is so uncomfy for me. Dad? I know you sometimes watch this shit. Dad, please. Aunt Carol, Aunt Karen, Brooke, my cousin, please stop watching.
Just, we would like to entertain the girlies right now. So,
I know my mom is just like,
I don't care. No, please don't. Barb, we love you.
Barb, love you. If you're willing to be a little bit disturbed, whatever, Barb.
No, because now she's going to continue listening. Okay, don't give her the option.
But Dad, definitely stop. Enough. Oh my God, Dad, enough.
Mom, don't even want to hear it.
Mom, whatever. We're trying to like build our friendship. So it's like,
oh, so, you know, so we're welcoming Barb into this atmosphere.
I don't know, Barb, do what you will. But like, Barb,
just be advised to not.
Letting you know right now, you're going to be uncomfortable.
But anyways, here we go.
Ew, I can't believe I'm doing it.
It's so funny because this was one of those stories that we talked about sharing one day once we had our podcast. And now it's like right here, right now, like, let's fucking get into this.
The like week after Easter, we want to talk about threesomes. What?
What a perfect time.
Can you talk about yours first so I can like feel warmed up to it? Because I'm so scared. I never talk about sex ever, even on my YouTube channel. My YouTube viewers probably don't even think I have sex because I've never ever talked about it.
Sure, I'll start. I have to kind of remember this one as I go because kind of blocked it out of my memory, but we're going to dig her back up.
Cool.
You know what? We're hunting for treasure. We're going to dig this one back up. Before we get into this, though, we're going to cheers, brother, because of course, forgot to do that. Like always, I don't know what we're drinking
this
right now.
But cactus water?
Yes, yeah, spiked cactus water with vodka. Here we go.
Spiked cactus water.
I think that's what it said, right?
Yes! Ooh. Caitlin, you didn't even know what you just did.
It's literally on the bottle. It has nothing to do with me.
That was good, bro.
Well, thanks.
This is why you're verified. There we go. Okay. I'm going to keep sipping on her.
Okay, guys, before we talk about our threesome stories, we would like to thank Daily Harvest for sponsoring this episode of Cheers, Brother. Woo! Let's be honest, I don't always have the time to cook, or I just don't have the energy, which is 99% of the time, unfortunately, especially something healthy. I have a very busy lifestyle where I just need to make things fast, and you know, I honestly don't end up feeling great most of the time because I always end up eating takeout for every single meal. It is an issue, but I stopped that once I found Daily Harvest.
Daily Harvest delivers delicious food all built on organic fruits and vegetables right to your door. Mm. It takes literally minutes to prepare, and I never have to think twice if the food I'm eating is good for me.
Daily Harvest never uses preservatives, added sugar, or artificial anything, including their recently launched almond milk, which is made only of almonds and a dash of sea salt. That's it. This is super convenient because I'm always stocked up whenever I need almond milk for my smoothies.
Yep. Daily Harvest is also committed to minimizing their environmental impact. They're in process of transitioning to 100% compostable, recyclable, plant-based, and renewable fiber packaging.
So you guys can get started today at dailyharvest.com and enter the promo code CHEERSBRO to get $25 off your first box. That's promo code CHEERSBRO for $25 off your first box at dailyharvest.com.
Yay!
Once again, dailyharvest.com, code
CHEERSBRO.
Thank you, Daily Harvest.
Yeah!
We love you.
Yeah. So loosen me up so that I can feel comfortable enough talking about sex.
Cool. Here we go. So playlist.
Cool. Here we go.
2018. I think it was, I want to say it was the playlist that I met you at. So I think that was 2018. It was. Okay.
Was that?
It was. Yep. Oh. I have confirmed in my head. So
cool.
It was one of the first nights there and I had like the biggest crush on just a male YouTuber, okay? Mm-hmm. I thought he was gorgeous. I thought he was the cutest man alive. And every time I went to like a party in LA or a YouTube convention, I'd always try and go flirt with this guy because he was like a little bit older. Ooh-hoo. And I don't know what I was thinking because I looked like a dweeb in 2018. So
you
God, I don't ever want to revisit those embarrassing old DMs. Holy shit, kill me. But
let's do it right now.
Nope. Nope.
Okay.
But he had a brother. Mm. And they were both just running around playlists together that weekend. And I had met up with one of my friends there and she knew who they were. She knew the brother too. And I guess the brother had like hit her up a few times in the DMs previously when she'd gone to LA. And I was like, oh, cool. So he started DMing her out of nowhere when we were sitting in our friend's room together. And she was like, oh, my fucking God, like this guy's DMing me. Let's name him
Gerald.
I was about to say Jared.
No way.
Yes.
No way.
Swear to God.
Okay, let's go with Jared. I like Jared.
So his name is Jared. And he was DMing her just being like, let's meet up, like meet me at this room. Because, you know, playlists, you go and party at random people's rooms.
And this is the guy who you had a crush on?
No, this was his brother.
Okay.
But then I was DMing the guy that I had a crush on too, trying to meet up. But I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Just didn't really work out. But his brother wanted to hang out with my friend. So I was like, cool, I'm going to like tag on and, you know, go to this party too. So I went there. And I was already drunk, and when we got into the room, this guy was drunk, too. And
oh, no.
He was so flirty and touchy with the both of us right off the bat.
Oh, no.
And it was kind of like this weird tension, because I was like, girl, you know how much I love both of them. Like, they're just so cute. They are my type. Mm. Both of them, they're just so hot, older, everything. Mm. What?
Am I thinking, is this where I'm thinking this is headed?
What do you mean?
With the brothers.
With the brothers?
Threesome.
Well, no.
Oh.
So.
Never mind.
I mean.
That would be really fucking weird, actually.
No. Oh, yeah, no.
Some incest.
No, that would have been a nightmare. So,
yeah, actually, yeah, never mind. never mind.
So, I kind of don't really remember how it happened, but I just remember being in the room, and then all of a sudden, Jared was, like, trying to just get with me in the bathroom. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? Because he wanted my friend at first. And then she was just kind of like, eh, whatever. Like, you can have him. And I was like, all right, well, if he wants me, like, sure.
Sure.
And then he ended up flirting with me. And then he was like, let's go back to your room. And I was like, oh, shut the fuck up. Like, what? And it kind of just one thing led to another. And somehow me, my friend, and Jared were all just running down the hotel hallway together.
He'd naked?
Somehow convinced, no, we were not streaking at Playlist. Absolutely not. No. Should do that one day.
I don't
I'm kidding.
Why you said running. I was imagining three of y'all. Okay.
No, it was more like that picture of Kanye and Kim running through the hotel hallway, just like dressed up. Do you know that picture?
Yes.
It was more like that
Got
vibe.
It.
So we somehow just end up running through the hallway. We go to my room. And we're kind of all, like, talking, and he's just like, so y'all want to, like, and we were just kind of like.
It's like drunk chatter.
Yeah, and he was just really, like, trying to initiate a threesome, and both of us were just like, what? Like, we don't really want to.
We're besties.
We're besties. We don't really want to do that with each other, but
yeah.
This guy's so cute, and maybe, like, we don't have to, like, interact with each other, maybe? I don't know.
Right.
So we get to my room, and there's people in there, and it's just the three of us just, like, awkwardly stumbling in, and we're like, oh. Well, we can't go here. And so we kind of just sit there and we're like, where should we go? And we're just all fucking hammered.
So you are set. You're like, we're having a threesome.
Like, kind of, yeah.
All right.
And yeah, so there's people in our room, and then we realize that we can't do anything in there.
Yeah.
And I'm still just kind of like, is anything really about to happen? Like, honestly, what is going on?
That would be kind of so ridiculous if y'all just started making out on the bed in front of everyone at the party.
Yep. God, nope.
Like, y'all can stay if you want or if you want a
but
show.
Beware. Like, we're going to do something silly right now.
We're about to fuck. So.
So we leave, and he's like, well, we can't go to my room because my brother's there. And I'm like, oh, we can't go to your room because your brother's there. But, like, okay, whatever.
Can he join?
I wish.
Actually, what am I talking about?
I don't know what you're talking about.
This is weird. I swear to God, I'm not into that. I'm just, Jesus Christ.
Next thing I know, we're on the roof of the hotel.
What?
I have no memory of leaving my room and then ending up on the roof.
What?
Yep. And then,
roof?
Don't know. I remember just running up the staircase and him just being like, we should all, like, fuck in the staircase. And I'm like, I don't know about that because there's definitely cameras everywhere. And I don't know if I would like to take my clothes off in the Playlist Live Orlando staircase. But the rooftop, sure. The fucking rooftop, let's go. Like, giddy up.
When there's so many, like, YouTubers walking around, it's Playlist, bitch.
I know. And then we somehow
what
just decided.
What a freaky motherfucker.
Oh, I was nuts as a teenager. Like, kind of popped off, but.
Love it.
Whatever. So, yeah. On the rooftop all of a sudden, seriously, don't know how. And then all I fucking remember is just making out with him and then just my friend, like, sucking his dick on the roof.
Yep.
And I was like, what is going on? Like, this is so strange.
Yep.
And it was, oh my God, it was just a fucking nightmare. It was so weird, but at the same time, I was like, I'm young, I'm alive.
Yeah!
I'm probably about to get arrested.
The moonlight is hitting y'all on the rooftop. I'm you like, see the palm trees.
Just
like,
graduated high school. Like, I'm at Playlist being a freak. I don't know.
You were 18.
I was.
How old was he?
I don't want to know. He was a lot older.
Bro!
Not like a lot. He was probably like 22.
Okay.
Which is still like older, but thank God I was 18.
And you consented.
Yes. Oh, I thought he was adorable.
Okay.
So I was like, absolutely.
That's
so
perfect.
Very consensual.
Love it.
No one panic about that.
Love.
But,
love. Okay.
Then the next thing I remember is just hearing, hello, excuse me. And three security guards start walking up the stairs with, like, flashlights. And it's the three of us just, like, scrambling to put our clothes back on.
Were y'all naked?
Kind of. Like,
yeah.
I had my pants on still, but my shirt was off. And I was just wearing, like, I don't know what the fuck I was wearing. But I know that it took me a second to get it on. And by the time that the security got up to the roof, it was just so obvious that we were just scrambling to, like, put things back on. And I was just like, what is going on? And I was like, I'm going to jail. I'm going to jail. I'm 100% going to jail.
What do you mean you're going? Oh, because, like, you know.
And, well, I don't know. I mean, I'm
public nudity,
I guess.
But it's on a rooftop, so
yeah.
Does that count?
I don't know. But I was just panicking.
Yeah, I get that.
I don't know. I mean, I was also 18. I was drunk. So I was like, I feel like this is wrong in many ways. So who knows?
kind of traumatizing too if a security guard.
No, it was kind of funny because then they got up and they were just kind of like, y'all go back to your room. Like, okay. We're going to walk you back. And we're like, okay. And then we just did the walk of shame down all these staircases. And then in the elevator, it's just the three of us and three security guards. And they're walking us to my room. And he's like, y'all are staying together, right? And we're like, yeah. And then we get walked to our room and he's like, we don't want to see any of you guys leaving your room again tonight. Like, it's after hours or some bullshit. And we're like, okay.
It's 9.
And then we continued in the bathroom.
Bitch.
I don't know.
The three of y'all.
Yes.
So you were vibing.
We were vibing. And then, yeah.
I love that.
I know. I don't know. And that's kind of it. I mean, it went like a little further, but I honestly don't really remember.
Yeah.
I don't really... I honestly don't know any other details other than that. I just don't fucking remember. But then I remembered that after that, we were all just sitting in one of the beds. And what was that show that was always on Nickelodeon at like 4 in the morning?
Mr. Meaty.
Nope, the other one. Wasn't it Mario Lopez?
George Lopez.
George Lopez.
Mario Lopez!
No, Mario Lopez! I don't know. I couldn't think.
Mario Lopez!
The Mario Lopez show. And I just remember us sitting there.
I love George Lopez. That's one of my favorite shows of all time.
Ordering room service and just all hanging out and watching George Lopez together.
I love it.
Trying to figure out how to get this guy out of the room so that he can go to bed. I don't know.
Oh, so you didn't want him there anymore.
We were just kind of like, we're done here. Like, let's just go to bed. And then I don't really know if I saw him the rest of the weekend, honestly.
Did he ghost y'all?
No. I mean, we definitely saw him again, but it was kind of just like a one and done, like, whatever. And then, now I remember. The next day, we found out that he had a girlfriend.
No!
Yeah.
No way!
Yeah.
No way!
I know. My friend told her, so...
Was she there?
No.
How long were they together for?
Not long, but it was... We felt so bad because she was like, yeah, he does this a lot. Like, honestly, not surprised. And we were like, oh, fuck.
No.
We had no idea because he had no pictures with her on Instagram at all. But then, of course, we went to her Instagram and it was just all of them together. And I was like, oh, fuck, man.
No way.
Yeah.
Did she get mad at y'all? Or
no,
like-
she was just like, thanks for telling me. Like, I was honestly going to ask him after this weekend if he did that at all because I can't trust him. I'm like, I don't know why y'all are together then, but like,
you didn't know.
Yeah.
And you just want people to be good people. You just assume that everyone is having good intentions.
So then we didn't see him the rest of the week and we were like, don't want to get involved in that.
What the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming that they broke up.
No.
Nope.
They dated for years after that. Yep. So that was kind of my one story of that.
That is insane.
It was crazy. I was young. I was having fun.
I really love that you had that.
Same. Especially in a playlist, too.
That is so fun.
Like, I have to tell my virginity story at some point, too, because I literally lost that at a social media convention, too. Like, me as a teenager bopping around at this shit was ridiculous.
The hormones that float around at these YouTube conventions
with all like the cute
with
boys,
all of, like the influencer cool kids.
Oh yeah,
it's a lot.
It's a fuck fest.
It's like a fuck dead fest. Ass.
Everyone's fucking.
Everyone is fucking every night.
Yep.
And I never, but I always witnessed and heard about, and I'm like, oh, so that big YouTuber's fucking that
this one. And I just saw them in the hallway making out. Oh.
They're like pinned against the wall in the hallway. It's just
I've
a
seen
lot.
Some shit at Playlist.
Yeah.
I miss Playlist so much. Damn.
I don't.
Oh my God. I would do anything to go to a Playlist tomorrow.
I miss like meeting the viewers that go there, but just everything else is just too much for me. Like, ooh. I get anxiety attacks every single time I go. I can't. And I just, like, lock myself in my room, and I'm like, this is just a lot.
Yeah.
Except if I, like, get drunk and go to a party, which That's is sad, though. Like, it's like...
But the parties are so fun.
The parties are fun, but I just can't deal with the fucking fake. Oh, it drives me crazy.
It's a strange weekend, but...
But, you know, that is... An insane. So that was your only threesome story.
Yeah, that was kind of it. And then I was like, I don't know about this one.
I'll never do that
again. Yeah, I'm not too sure about that.
Oh my God, I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Thanks. What a fun story.
Have you talked to this guy ever since?
Nope. Totally tried messaging his brother again after that, the summer after. And I actually ran into both of them at a party. Yeah. And I was just like, oh, hey, guys. And, like, the brother just started, like, making fun of me every time I, like, saw them. And I was like...
Because he knows.
Oh, yeah. He's fully aware. And I was just like... It's kind of a douchebag, so I was like, I don't really care. I haven't seen the guy in years. I haven't seen either of them in years now, so I'm like, I'm probably never going to see them again, honestly.
I'm like, is the brother the one that you had a crush on?
Honestly, I had a crush on both of them. But oh, you had a crush on the other brother.
The other one is the one that I was like, okay.
So cute.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's that.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love that.
Thanks.
I feel a lot more comfortable.
Okay, cool. I'm glad that I could... break the ice for you.
I don't even know how to like get into this.
You just start talking.
I have to.
I know. It flows out.
I have to sit up for this one. Again, mom, dad, click off.
Now, please.
So.
Here we go. Oh my God. I'm so ready for this. I don't even know the story yet either. So. You always told me that you were going to save it for the podcast.
It's not. I mean, whatever. Okay, so basically, there was this guy in 2017 who I had a crush on online. He was a fellow YouTuber.
Eek!
And I promise, like, none of y'all will ever guess who it is.
You
won't. Someone so random, and, like, I've never even talked about them before. And they lived in a different state.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always had a crush on him, but never met him in person. We would, like, message each other sometimes, but it was nothing, like, crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then me and my really good friend, I'm going to name her Debbie, because I don't know, like, if she wants me to tell this story. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, and I've never, y'all don't know who Debbie is, so don't even try. But Debbie and I randomly... This was not calculated.
Okay.
We were just like, let's go to this state. I'm not saying
fun.
The state. Let's just call it Kansas.
Okay.
Debbie and I were like, let's just go to Kansas. We'll rent an Airbnb and we'll just explore the city for the first time.
Okay.
And so we're on the plane and Debbie's like, you should hit up. Let's call him.
Call him Jared.
Jared! Let's call him Jared. You should hit up Jared while we're here. And
yeah.
I'm like, I don't know. That's weird. She's like, just do it. It'll be fine. And I'm like, I don't know. I have a crush. She's like, just fucking do it. I'm like, okay. So we get into Kansas. Debbie booked the most insane Airbnb ever. It was on the very top floor of this crazy expensive apartment complex, and
damn.
It had a view of the entire city of Kansas. I'm not saying the actual city, but it's a beautiful city. Giant windows from ceiling to floor all around, like beautiful. And we got in there and we're like, oh my God, okay, this is going to be a really fun time. I don't know what's about to happen, but whatever. She's like, just please text Jared. Just say that you're here. And I'm like, okay. I text Jared. I'm like, hey, I just happen to be in town. Do you want to hang out? Maybe we just have an Airbnb. It's really
cool.
Do you
want to have a threesome?
He said,
oh,
he was like, I'll get on a train in 30 minutes. Cause he lived a few cities over.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, I'll hop on a train and I'll meet you in the city. And I'm like,
okay.
Whoa. And Debbie was like, yes, let's get you cute. Let's get cute. We're going to have a great night. And I'm like, okay. So we're getting ready. And then we go out into the city. And I was so nervous. I had butterflies the entire time. Horrible anxiety. And we meet up with him in the middle of the city. And he was being such a great tour guide. He was like showing us around.
Ooh.
He took us on all these little tours.
What time is this?
It was like
when you first met up.
7 p.m.
Okay.
So the sun was down and the lights were everywhere. Mm. And it was just so magical. He was showing us around and he was just so personable and cool and funny and just exactly like he was, you know, online.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. And then we went and we got dinner at this random sushi place. And I was like, okay, we're like getting to know him. And I knew I was fucked. He was like, oh my God, it was so embarrassing. He was like, so, because he was in college at the time. He was like, so what kind of books are you guys reading right now? I'm reading this like really philosophical book about whatever the fuck. And he was going off. And in my head, I was like, fuck, Sarah, think of a book.
Dr. Book, Seuss.
Book. Because bitch, yeah. It was 2016. I just graduated high school.
You're not reading a book anytime soon again.
I am not reading right now. I genuinely cannot think of anything. And Debbie, of course, was like, oh, the book that I'm into right now is, you know, and they were like vibing on books. And I was sitting there and I was like, books. Fuck. Oh. Why can't I think of a book? And then Jared looked at me and he was like, Sarah, what about you? What are you into? I was like, to be honest, y'all, I'm not even going to sit here and pretend to be like a hipster bitch that's really into the new, like the Sigmund Freud psychology theories.
I am reading Twilight.
I said that!
You did?
I said the last book that I think that I read was Breaking Dawn.
Oh my God, of
part
course.
Two?
But same.
Well, it's one book, but yeah. You know what I'm saying? I was like, either Breaking Dawn or just like something from high school.
Yeah.
And then they laughed. And I'm like, oh, I'm such a nuisance. And then I remember, this is like aside from the story, but I remember when I got home, I like went online and I like bought a bunch of books.
No!
So I was like, fuck. He's so like, wow. He like suggested a bunch of books for me to read that were really interesting. And I'm like, yeah, I'll totally read them. Maybe read one out of the nine that I bought.
Amazon Primed.
But I still want to read them. They're still in my bookshelf. It's so bad.
Dust them off one day.
Yeah. Anyway, so I could tell that he wanted to hang out after sushi because the plan was we were just going to go to dinner. Then he was going to go back into town because he had class in the morning
to read his books.
Yeah, exactly. And so we were vibing at sushi. Thank God Debbie was there because they were like able to connect. But I would like chime in here and there awkwardly, you know. Giving some comedic relief.
Yes. To the book talk.
Yeah, exactly. And Jared's like, so I'm having fun. What do y'all like do? Are you guys like busy? And Debbie looked at me and I'm like, and I think me and Debbie had this connection where we knew we both wanted to fuck him because he was so cool.
Yeah.
He was honestly the coolest person.
He's so cute.
And Debbie was on that wave. And it wasn't one of those things where I was like, he's mine. I claim him. It was kind of just like a whatever happens, happens for me. I'm just the one that knows him. So like, I get why you are looking at me like this.
Yeah.
She was like, Sarah, let's go to the bathroom. And I'm like, yeah, I have to go to the bathroom, change my tampon or some shit.
Whatever.
So we go to the bathroom and she was like, he's so cute. And I was like, I know. Mm-hmm. And she was like, let's invite him over. And I was like, I'm down. And so we invite him over and the Airbnb that we were staying at was like a rich person Airbnb and they had this entire bar stacked with alcohol.
What? So y'all got like a penthouse?
Not really. It was a one bedroom apartment, but it was really nice and it had like a mini bar, I guess.
Okay.
But it was stacked with alcohol. And we bring him back and he was like, damn, this is crazy. And he like went up to the mini bar. He's like, what? They have this and this and this. And we were like, yeah, we don't even know if we should drink out of it. We don't even know if we can. But like, whatever. It's Debbie's Airbnb. And she's like, I don't care. Let's do it. Let's have fun. We drink from every bottle.
Oh.
Every bottle. Woo!
Racking up that tab.
Mixing. And a guy lived there. Like, he was just renting it out for people, you know? And so we were drinking. And this is when I knew that Debbie and I were going to fuck him. This is when I knew. It was when we were lit. the TV was on. We were playing music videos.
Oh.
And he goes up to the TV. He's like, can I play a song?
Oh, no.
Because we were trying to play, like, cool mainstream shit that he would like. Or we didn't know what kind of music he liked. So we were just playing typical shit.
I'm
and he
nervous.
Grabbed the remote, bitch. Do you know what he played?
I want to say Chris Brown.
That was later.
Oh, okay. The Weeknd?
He played Justin Bieber, All That Matters.
What?
Music video.
What?
Music video.
All right.
He's like, this is my jam. He played All That Matters by Justin Bieber. And then I was like, when he played that, Debbie and I were like, we were like twitching. We were like, okay. And he was sitting on the couch and he was like, yeah, this is my favorite part. And he was getting into it. And then after All That Matters, he was playing JB Christmas because it was around Christmas time. And I'm like, I can't.
It's the most beautiful time of the year. Ugh.
He played Mistletoe. He played the Fa La La.
Oh, man.
And I'm like, am I about to marry? Like
am
what?
I falling in love?
It was a lot.
Yeah.
And
he was doing all the right things.
It made all of us, it was just the greatest vibe ever.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was playing Chris Brown and he was playing all my favorite songs. And I was like, wow, we were all dancing together in the living room, just dancing.
Ugh.
Like he would come up to me. We would dance. He would go up to her. They would dance. Me and Debbie would dance. It was like hot.
Wow.
There was tension. There was tension going on.
Okay.
We're taking more shots. He's playing more hits. Next thing you know.
Oh my God.
Next thing you know, I am in the corner in the hallway. Debbie and I are grabbing each other's faces and we're just like, we love him.
Oh.
Let's do it. Fuck it. We're young. We're crazy.
We're hot.
We're single. He's hot. Let's just do it. And I'm like, okay.
Oh.
Next thing you know, I like kind of blacked out in that moment. Mm-hmm. But this was all consensual. Want y'all to know that.
Mm-hmm.
But I blacked out in that moment. Wake up in my blackout to me in the kitchen. And he's like, he picks me up, puts me on the counter, and we're making out. And I like wake up and I'm like, oh my God. And fucking JB. No. It was either Chris Brown or JB in the background. And I'm like, yeah.
Wow.
And then I like black out again. And I wake up and Debbie pulls his arm and she grabs him, makes out with him. And I was literally in my head being like, yeah, watching that. And
oh,
I was like, this
God.
Is so hot. Me and Debbie made out.
Woo!
We've never made out before.
Oh, wow.
But it was fun. And then
we were in the moment.
And then mom, please.
Oh no.
Disconnect.
Barbara begging. Gotta go.
Next thing you know, blackout again. And we're on the couch, and I just see Jared with the remote, and he's, like, looking for something, and I look at the TV, and he's playing a Lil Wayne song. Can't tell you what song it was.
Okay.
But I just remember seeing Lil Wayne on the big screen, and it made me apparently lose my mind, where I grabbed his face, and I just started making out with him, blackout again. Wake up. Debbie is going to town.
Oh!
And I'm making out with him.
Oh my God.
And I was like, this is the correct. And I'm like, Debbie, you dog. I've never
Let's
seen
get it.
Like me and Debbie, we've been friends since elementary school.
Oh.
And so the fact that
here, Debbie,
like we
just flew to Kansas and we're fucking this guy.
Literally. And this guy had the best vibes ever, where we both just mutually were like, yeah. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
You know? And just, I just remember making out with, I haven't seen Debbie!
No!
Just going. And he was just like, yeah.
No!
Lil Wayne in the background. Lil Wayne in the background. And then You know, switchy switch.
Switching the position
but
for you.
So that was, but that was, and that's why I relate to your story because it wasn't like a actual intercourse moment.
Yeah.
It was just a fun, freaky, you know, like.
Yeah, I don't know. What happened, happened. I don't know.
But I remember like we, the three of us, so we blacked out again and then the three of us were like, hey, let's not have sex because Sarah's a virgin.
You left that out. You were a virgin then?
I was a virgin then. And that was the first time I've ever like done anything crazy.
Okay, well, this makes this story 10 times more insane. You should have started with that. What the fuck?
I know.
What?
I know.
Wow.
Like, I've never even, like, actually seen a dick in real life.
His dick was the first one you've ever seen.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Yeah. I know.
Wait, that's so iconic.
Yeah, but I don't even remember it. Like, I don't remember what his dick looked like.
Uh-huh.
Don't
Couldn't
remember.
Paint a picture.
Can't paint a picture. So it's like, was that the first dick I've ever seen? Because I don't even remember what it looks like. But still, that was my first.
So funny.
That was my first interaction with one. And I just remember, I woke up out of my blackout and it was the three of us like sitting in a circle and like crisscross and we're like, not going to have sex. I'm like, I'm a virgin. I can't. And then Jared's like, I get that. And then Debbie was like, I mean, but we still can. And Jared's like, I don't think. And I was like, Debbie, relax.
Oh,
no. And she was like, I get that. And I was like, let's just, you know, watch music videos and make out and whatever. We're
All
just
right.
not having sex. Because it was going to get to that point. But I think that they thought that we were going to have sex. But then I was like, hey, guys, group meeting. Group meeting.
Let's meet by the TV real fast.
In the corner with Lil Wayne in the background. I can't, guys.
You throw a flag. Time out.
And it was just so sweet because Jared was so chill. He was like, yeah, okay. Like, that's so fun.
Cute.
It was really wholesome.
Consensual. Loving that.
It was awesome. And then, yeah. And then I just remember, like, I remember making out with him more, and then that's it. And then I woke up the next morning. It was me and Debbie in the bed the next morning. And we hear piano. That's how we wake up. We wake up to piano, and we're like, what the fuck? And I'm so hungover. And I, like, open my eyes, and I look over, and it's Jared playing piano in the room right in front of us. And it was a High School Musical song.
What?
It could be the start.
Are you kidding? He's like, please wake the fuck up. Let's continue this.
But it was just like, he just wanted to wake us up with a very, and he's a, he.
Wow.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
It was, I.
Nice.
Debbie and I looked at each other. We were like, and he was just vibing on the piano. It could be the, just, and that's not even a lie. I swear to God that
so
happened.
Funny.
We were in disbelief. We were like, oh my God, he
now
is perfect.
Looking in your eyes, I feel in my heart. You all just get up. The start of something new. Good morning.
Are we a throuple now?
So we're dating.
So we're
Who
all
wants to go to brunch?
We did go to brunch.
Oh God.
But
of course.
Yeah, to like to wrap this up. Basically, he was playing High School Musical and we were like, wow, what a beautiful, blissful thing to wake up to. Thank you, because we had horrible hangovers.
Yeah, that definitely cured it, huh?
And he is so sweet. He was like, Sarah, I need to get your reaction. And I'm like, to what? He runs out into the living room because we were in the bedroom. He runs out into the living room. He's like, come out here. And I was like, what?
Huh?
And I come out and my hair's all fucked up. I'm just a mess. Come out, so hungover. And this Airbnb was fucked up. Glass table broke.
What?
My extensions are in the plants.
Oh,
clips of my extensions are all over the plants.
You were decorating the trees. Yes. Merry Christmas. You said it was that time of the year. Fuck. Yeah. Deck the fucking halls.
Dude, I know. It was, and like, yeah, it was just all of my shit. There was like a glass table broken. And
how did you break the glass table?
I don't know. We all did, apparently, because I guess we were all trying to make out on the table. And sure. It broke.
Sure.
And just, it was a nightmare. And he recorded my reaction. Not going to hit him up and ask for that ever.
I was going to say, please nope. Tell me you have that. No. Oh, God, that would have been amazing.
No. I can't.
Well, no, I'm not telling you to text him out all these years later and be like, hey, can you send me that video for my podcast? I'm telling the story. No, don't do that.
Oh, my God.
I wish you already had it.
That would be so fucking awful.
That'd be everything.
Yeah, I think he has a girlfriend now. He's, like, vibing.
Oh, okay.
He's, like, doing his own thing. But, yeah, it was just a horrible sight to see. Debbie and I were freaking out because she was about to get charged so much money. But we all looked at each other. We were like, great night. That was an amazing. Thank
10
you for,
out of 10.
Yeah, exactly. Like, hey, thanks so much, bro, for like being the first
good game.
Yeah, for being the first dick I've ever seen. Yo, Debbie, thank you for being the first female-to-female makeout.
I've made out with.
Yes, that was hot.
Right on.
Yeah. I'll see you guys soon. Maybe we could do this again.
Same time next week.
Yeah, exactly. Like, thanks for showing us around, Jared.
We'll leave a good Yelp review.
Exactly. And he was so cool and chill and normal about it. He was like, y'all want to get breakfast? And we were like, sure. Like, if he was a fuck boy or just someone who was awful, he would have just dipped.
Oh, yeah. He wouldn't be there in the morning to play anything on the piano. Are you kidding?
I know.
He'd be long gone.
I know. And the fact, it was just such a sweet, wholesome morning. And he was like, let's go get brunch at my favorite place or breakfast. And we were like, you sure you don't want to just...
Wow.
Dip, my extensions are everywhere. Like, this is horrible. Like, it was just disgusting. And it was mostly my stuff. Like,
oh, no.
And I was at that stage where I didn't want anyone to know that I wore fake hair, especially him, because I had a crush on him. So I'm like, oh, my God, he thinks I'm a fake bitch.
Oh.
But he was just like, no, that's funny. And I'm like, oh, okay. We got breakfast. And then he said goodbye. He caught his train, and Debbie and I flew back home
that day.
That night.
How long were you there for?
Like a night. We were there for one. No. Two nights. We got there.
You were on a mission.
Yes.
You came. You saw. You conquered. You left.
Yeah.
That's hysterical.
Yes. And we're still friends. Like, I wish him the best. I think he's great.
Yeah.
And that was just one of the funny. We've never talked about it, though.
That was my next question.
Yeah!
Oh, it's just like this dirty little secret that... Wow!
We, like, hung out after that.
I was going to say, I know y'all saw each other again.
Yeah.
At one of those silly little conventions.
Oh, my...
Never discussed it? That's so funny.
No.
That's so funny.
Because it was one of those things where, like, when we were drunk in that circle, we were like, this is a moment that's never going to leave this room.
Until it goes on our podcast.
Yeah.
5 years later.
Exactly. Yeah, I know. And then every single time I've seen him after that, I've had a boyfriend and he's had a girlfriend. Mm. And so, like, never anything. It's just inappropriate to discuss that
yes.
in general when you're dating someone.
I get
so,
that.
Like, never. And that's okay with me. We never have to.
Yeah.
I'm cool with it. That was just a fun memory.
You get the fun memory. Yes, exactly.
I just really hope he never sees this because, oh my God.
Hey, hide him from your story when this comes out.
Yep, I'm definitely going to do that.
That is so funny. Wow. That was magical.
But I relate to you on the, like, it was just like a fun, fresh little thing.
Yeah. Just living in the moment.
I'm so looking forward to doing that again now that I'm single, but with like other people.
Oh, I can't wait for you to pop off.
Yeah.
I always tell her all the time, I'm like, I'm so ready for the single Sarah era. Like, let's fucking go.
I know.
I'm so excited.
I can't even explore that yet.
I know.
The clubs aren't open.
But it's coming.
I know. I
can't wait to watch it all go down.
I'm so ready.
Just everyone wait for those podcast episodes and story times. Like, it's coming back. It's coming back.
I'm a Taurus, so I'm slow and I'm comfortable. I don't like pushing my boundaries. I don't like one night stands. I don't think I'll ever do like an actual one night stand. That's just like not me.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely want to make out with someone in the bathroom. I told you.
You always talk about that. That is her favorite thing in the whole world to do.
I want to be at a club. I want to hear the, you know, those like YouTube edits.
Oh, you're like, listening to this song, but you're in the bathroom of a club drunk.
I want that so bad.
God, I know. Just looking at yourself in the mirror like, all right, I'm not drunk. Yes, no. I'm fucked up. I'm obliterated.
And the girl comes in, you look so beautiful tonight. I'm like, really?
Girl.
Oh my God. I'm so ready.
I know. I'm so excited.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Anyway. Well, thank you guys so much for watching.
That was so funny.
That was a hoot and a half.
I hope you guys enjoyed those story times. We really tried to dig deep and find something old to giggle about.
Yeah.
If you want more stories like this, please let us know.
I guess.
Who knows what we'll tell next, but...
That's, like, the only crazy story that I have.
I've got some.
Yeah, you do.
I have a few that I could still...
Yep. Your virginity story, bitch.
The funniest story of my entire life. Like, please let me know if you'd like to hear that, because I still... Oh, my God. One of my best stories. It's so funny.
I would love to hear it.
Yeah. So, hope you guys fucking like that. Hope you guys enjoyed us being back in the studio.
Woo! And also, our pizza is coming out soon. We'll let you guys know when officially. But
it's coming out this month, so.
Yes. If you guys didn't hear the last podcast, we're launching pizza.
It's called Illy Pizza.
Heart-shaped pizza. It's called Illy Pizza.
It's fucking amazing.
Yep.
Postmates. That's going to be so fun.
Grubhub, Uber Eats, DoorDash. All the things.
All of them. That'll be there soon. But, yeah.
We'll let
you know. In the meantime. In the fucking meantime, we will see you audio versions every Fridays and then on YouTube every Sunday. You know the fucking drill. Follow us on Instagram or Twitters because those are both verified now.
Yep.
And yeah, we will talk to you guys later.
Woo!
Cheers, brother.
Cheers, brother. Woo!